Welcome to the Garmia Baptist Church Sermon Podcast. We're so glad you're listening to the pod and trust that this message encourages your heart and faith today. At GBC, we're all about partnering with God in the renewal and restoration of all things. And it's our hope that through these sermons, you'll discover the life-changing power of Jesus. If you'd like to join us in person or online or find out more, check out our website at garmiabaptist.org.au.
Today the Bible reading is from Galatians 5, from verse 15. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Jeremy. I'm the Youth and Young Adults Coordinator here at Garmia Baptist Church. This feels like direct contrast to Friday night. Friday night at youth group, we were quite literally throwing pancakes across the auditorium, and this morning we're sitting here nicely ready for a message. It is very different, and I appreciate you all listening so carefully. So this morning we have our second installment of our Fruits of the Spirit series. And this morning we're going to be looking at the role of the Holy Spirit in fruitfulness. So this is a bit more of a topical sermon than normal. So I'm not going to quite refer to our Bible reading quite as much today as I normally would. But we will be looking at a couple of other passages throughout the New Testament as we seek to understand the role of the Holy Spirit in fruitfulness. And that is with the aim today of me providing you all with a greater level of understanding of the role of the Holy Spirit in that the Holy Spirit has in fruitfulness. And I'm going to try to help you understand how to best walk in step with the Spirit. So step number one in our understanding of the role of the Holy Spirit is to define fruitfulness. What is fruitfulness? Now, the best way that I've heard the fruits of the Spirit described is that the fruit of the Spirit is the character of Christ. That the fruits of the Spirit is the character of Jesus. Meaning that in all of Jesus' words and actions, he displays all these characteristics: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, and self-control. So if we use this definition of the fruits of the Spirit, which is definitely true, it is definitely Christ-like character, then fruitfulness is believers displaying Christ-like character in our own words and in our own actions. But that alone is not quite enough. Because by that definition, then people who are not believers can still display Christ-like character, can still display fruits of the Spirit. And fruit without the Spirit is not fruit of the Spirit. So we have to include the purpose as well. Because as believers, we display Christ-like character for the purpose of following after Jesus, both in his example that he sets before us and in our faith. So that's the definition that I want us to go by this morning is that fruitfulness is displaying Christ-like character in our own words and actions for the purpose of following after Jesus. So with that in our minds, let's move on to the flip side of this coin, which is the roles of the Holy Spirit. And we're going to start more generally, and then we're going to look at how they interact in fruitfulness. So I've picked five. And now this is not an exhaustive list. There's probably more than this, and I'm probably sure you know some more of them within the Bible itself. But we are restricted on time, so I've picked five for us to look at this morning. Then we'll see how these five interact with fruitfulness. So, starting off with number one, the Holy Spirit acts as the seal of believers. The Holy Spirit is the marker by which believers are recognized. So, I've got a Bible reference for each of these. So if you have got your Bibles and you can keep up with my pre-marked Bible, you can turn to Ephesians 1, and we're going to look at 13, verses 13 and 14. That says, "You also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is deposited, guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possessions, to the praise of his glory." So, when we hear the gospel, when we accept it and believe in Jesus, we receive the Holy Spirit. And it is the Holy Spirit by which we are marked as believers. Right? And by having the Holy Spirit, that is what grants us our inheritance. And our inheritance is that we are guaranteed into the kingdom of God as his believers. So that's what I mean when I say the Holy Spirit is the seal of believers. It is the marker by which God recognizes us as his people. So that's number one. Number two, the Holy Spirit is the gift giver. The Holy Spirit distributes the gifts of the Holy Spirit, which we're going to turn to 1 Corinthians 12:4. Which says, "There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them." Very simple, very easy to understand, right? There are many gifts, and each of us are given our own gift according to the will of God and the will of the Holy Spirit. Right? The Holy Spirit is responsible for distributing these gifts amongst us so that we can then use those gifts to glorify God. This is one that we probably understand fairly well. It's one that comes up fairly frequently. So the Holy Spirit is the gift giver. Number three, the Holy Spirit is the intercessor. The Holy Spirit speaks on behalf of believers to God, which is, we're going to turn to Romans chapter 8, 26 and 27. "In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And he who searches our heart knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God." Now, when we speak to God, there are times and moments in our lives where our words can't quite portray our thoughts and our feelings and our emotions on topics. But in those moments, the Holy Spirit intercedes for us on our behalf and speaks to God, portraying our thoughts and feelings to God. Because the Holy Spirit knows our minds. It knows our thoughts. It knows our feelings. It knows our heart, right? And it speaks to God on our behalf. I think a good but not perfect example is like a defense attorney, right? Speaking to the judge on behalf of their client, portraying the way that the client feels. That's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit speaks on our behalf and speaks to God on our behalf. So that is the role of the intercessor. Number four, God is the Holy Spirit is the advocate, right? The God's guiding presence within us. So this, we're turning to 1 Corinthians 6:19 to 20. "Do you not know that your bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you? You have been received by from who is in you, whom you have received from God. You are not your own. You were bought at a high price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. So like I said before, when we accept and believe Jesus, we receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit dwells in us, which is what is meant by our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. All right? It replaces the old temple. All right? So when we receive the Holy Spirit then begins guiding us in our lives and in our faith. It is that guiding and leading presence of God within us always. The thing that pushes us and encourages us to follow after Jesus, to continue learning and growing, like it says in John 14, 26. That says, the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you. Right, the Holy Spirit, the advocate, is the one who leads and guides us in our faith. It pushes us to continue following after Jesus. It teaches us in accordance of God's will and accordance of God's teaching through Jesus. Right, the advocate of role is God's leading presence within us. And this brings us to our fifth and final role, which is the convictor of sin. The awareness, the making us aware of our own sin and turning us away from it. So for this, I'm going to turn to John 16, chapter 8. And in it, it says, when he comes, he will prove to the world to be wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. So the reason that sin is so bad in our lives is because sin prevents us from us living the God life that God had planned for us. Can't live how God intended with sin in our lives. That's why we needed Jesus. All right? But the price has been paid for sin. So now the Holy Spirit gets to convict us of our sin and turn away. All right? Redirecting us back to Jesus so that we can once again follow Jesus and live the life that we were intended to live. That is the role of the Holy Spirit as a convictor. So those are our five roles that we're looking at today. Again, not an exhaustive list, but it's going to be sufficient for today. So now we get to look at the way that these interact in fruitfulness. Now, I hope that it is obvious that not all five of these roles of the Holy Spirit are relevant to fruitfulness and our fruitfulness. But there are two, and I think that work and interact really well. That is the role of the advocate and the role of the convictor of sin. Now, let me explain why. So the role of the advocate, God's presence within us. The Spirit alone within a person is enough to see some fruit. There is a transformation and a change that happens in a person's life when they accept and believe in Jesus. When they receive the Holy Spirit, its presence and power alone is enough to see small bits of fruit in their lives. But the role of the advocate where we see more fruit is the guidance of the Holy Spirit. The leading and guiding of a person in their life in accordance to the will of God is where we see the fruit come from. Because the continual change and transformation that we go through is because of the Holy Spirit. It's because of the way that the Holy Spirit leads and guides us in everything that we do. Encouraging us to read our Bibles and to pray. Encouraging us to be fruitful. And over time, we get more and we see more and more and more fruit come from a person as the Spirit leads and guides them. And the reason this is the case is because in the broken world that we live, The moral compass of our flesh is broken. Right? The moral compass of our flesh is broken and leads us to want personal gain and selfish ambition. But the good news is the Holy Spirit replaces that and continues to lead and guide us so that we can be fruitful. Now, this leads really nicely into the role of the convictor of sin. Because of course, sin is the opposite of fruitfulness. Sin is the poisonous fruit of personal gain and selfish ambition. Right? And we can't live the way that God intended. We can't have the relationship with God that He wanted if we are sinful, if we are living our lives in sin. And that is why it is the role of the Holy Spirit to convict us of our sin, to make us aware of the area in our lives where we are allowing this poisonous fruit of sin to take hold in us. He points that out to us. And He helps us and encourages us and supports us as we turn away from our sin and focus our eyes back on Jesus so that we can once again be more fruitful. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, surely the gifts of the Holy Spirit has got to play a role in our fruitfulness, right? Well, they do, but it's not within the Holy Spirit's role as a gift giver that we are fruitful from our gifts. It's actually in the encouragement and of the Holy Spirit to use our gifts for the glory and worship of God that our gifts are fruitful. And that, of course, would come under more of the role of the advocate. So, together with these two roles of the Holy Spirit, the advocate and a convictor of sin, we then have a nice package that is the role of the Holy Spirit in fruitfulness. And I think the best way to sum it up is that the role of the Holy Spirit in fruitfulness is to ensure that believers are fruitful. Let me say that again. The role of the Holy Spirit is to ensure that believers are fruitful. It's not our role. It's actually the role of the Holy Spirit to ensure the believers are fruitful. So this might leave you wondering, is there anything I can do to help the Holy Spirit to make sure I'm fruitful? Is there anything that I can apply and take out from here? Well, yes, there is. And I wanted to finish on this because this is the bit that we take from here and then we go out and we do when we leave this place. But you will notice that I'm being a little bit vague and leaving out the exact details. Then that's for two reasons. Number one, I want this to be something that you talk about. I want it to be something that you discuss with your life group, that you just discuss with your church family and discuss with whoever it is that you need to. Discuss it amongst yourselves to strengthen one another. And number two, I want this to be a personal decision. I want the exact details of how you apply this to be your own. Right? So, with that said, what we can do to help the Holy Spirit is walk in step with the Spirit. Align yourself with or get in tune with the Holy Spirit. Get in tune with the Holy Spirit. That's what we do. But it's easy to say what, but the important bit is the how. How do we do that? I again have five things that if you apply, you'll walk in step with the Spirit. Starting off with number one, remember that fruitfulness is God's responsibility and faithfulness is ours. The role of the Holy Spirit is to ensure that believers are fruitful. So don't try to mix it up. Don't try to make fruitfulness your responsibility and faithfulness the Holy Spirit's, because it doesn't work. It doesn't work because we are broken, because our moral compass is broken. We desire the things of the flesh. And the things of the flesh are contrary to the things of the Spirit. So remember that fruitfulness is the responsibility of God, not you. You are to be faithful. Number two, behold Jesus. Behold simply means to see and observe. So how do we see and observe Jesus? Well, that is our spiritual practices. So we see and observe Jesus in our worship, in our prayer, our Bible reading, our Sabbath, our quiet time. Observe Jesus and behold Jesus in our spiritual practices so you can walk in step with the Spirit. Number three, repent often. If sin is what keeps us from living the lives that we were intended to, then we ought to repent often. To turn away from our sin, focus our eyes back on Jesus so that we can once again follow Jesus to the best of our ability, to follow Jesus faithfully. So repent often. Number four is measure fruitfulness, not busyness. Now, it's incredibly easy to measure busyness. It is so, so easy, and it's pretty natural for us. Right? But it's not about the what, it's about the why. It's not, I read my Bible every day this week, I prayed twice a day, and I came to church on Sunday. It's about the why. I read my Bible every day so that I could learn more about Jesus. I prayed every day so that I could communicate with him and that he could communicate with me. I came to church to spend time in God's house and with God's people. It's about the why. Measure your fruitfulness, not your busyness. And the fifth and final point that I have for you today is learn from fruitful people. And now, thankfully, we're surrounded by fruitful people, right? That's one another. Right? Learn from the fruitful people because those are the people who are walking in step with the Spirit already. Right? It might be here at church, it might be in your life group, it might be in your workplace, your social groups. Right? But learn from the fruitful people around you. Don't do this alone. Things don't work very well when you do it alone. Right? So those are our five things that I encourage you to do to walk in step with the Spirit. Remember that fruitfulness is God's responsibility and faithfulness is ours. Behold Jesus, repent often, measure fruitfulness, not busyness, and learn from fruitful people. All right? If we do those, some of them, many of them, then we walk in step with the Spirit. And that is how we help the Holy Spirit, whose role it is to ensure that we are fruitful. So I'm going to invite the band back up just as we finish today. But I want you to remember that. And I hope that you have a greater understanding of the role of the Holy Spirit now in fruitfulness, that it is the responsibility and the role of the Holy Spirit to ensure that we are fruitful. Right? And it's your responsibility to be faithful. It's your responsibility to walk in step with the Spirit. And I hope you understand and know how to do that better now. So will you join me as we pray? Father God, we just thank you. We thank you for the wonderful gift that is your Holy Spirit. Father, we recognize that we wouldn't be here without it. We wouldn't be in the position that we are. We wouldn't have undertaken the growth that we have seen in our lives without you, Father. And for this, we are so grateful. We're grateful for every blessing that you've given to us, everything that you do for us, because we know we couldn't do it without you. Father, I pray that as we seek to walk in step with the Spirit, the Father, you would lead us and guide us as you always have done, that you will continue to teach us, that you will continue to help us follow Jesus to the best of our ability, knowing that if we do, and when we do, that we will be fruitful. And that our fruit is in glory of you. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this sermon podcast. We hope you found inspiration and encouragement, and God used this message to speak to you. If you want to connect more with GBC, you can follow us on social media or contact us via our website. You can also get to know some of the people from our church community through the We Are the Church podcast. Real stories of real people sharing how Jesus has shaped and transformed their life. We pray you experience the transforming power of Jesus in your life and pray that God blesses you today.